Coming to you live from the Dutch Hill Studios, this is
the Spooks of Hazzard Show!
The Spooks of Hazzard Show!
The Spooks of Hazzard Show!
The Spooks of Hazzard Show.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is the Spooks of Hazzard Show. How about that? A new opening song.
One of the things I always
I was
going to
say jingle, but it's not a jingle. It's an opening
our opening
song.
Right, intro. Whatever. That's what I always loved about the show Sons of Anarchy, though. Throughout all seven seasons, yeah, they kept the same fucking intro.
Yeah, most shows do have the same...
Well, I would disagree. A lot of times they change.
What show do you remember that had different opening songs?
MASH.
every
John,
season.
That's the first one I was going to say, too.
MASH
wow.
had the same exact song
for the entire run
of the show.
I can't think of any right off the top of my head, but I will say this. Like, a lot of times when characters die off or some shit, they'll take them out of the fucking thing altogether. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. They kept it.
I've never watched that.
That's pretty good. I read the books. It's
pretty
intriguing.
I got the books on tape.
Well,
real tape. Real. It's on a reel to reel.
Everybody
it's
knows
actually
that
somebody,
Josh
somebody wrote
illiterate.
It on a roll of duct tape. So
Jesus
Christ.
Got a book on tape.
So hey, what's up, everybody? This is the 40th episode of the Skooks of Hazzard Show. How about that shit?
Another fucking milestone.
Guys.
Yeah. That's crazy. 40 episodes. It's only taken us a year and a half to do 40 episodes.
We're going
to
be throwing a huge kegger for our 50th, so if anyone wants to come down, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah. So what's going on? What anything exciting happened to anybody this past week? Sean's a little sick.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a chest thing going on. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's toughing it out. He's here.
I was shushed this weekend.
You were shushed?
Yes.
By who?
By an authority figure.
Oh. Well, where were you to begin with? Where were you? Where'd you get shushed at?
Well, I went camping.
Oh, you were camping.
Yeah, I was camping this
weekend.
Did
you see Smokey the Bear out there?
No, but I did see...
Only you can prevent
a lot of people, you know, in the woods. Anyway.
But they weren't camping. They were just in the
woods.
No,
they were pitching tents.
Hunters. And, saw a lot of hunters.
It was a homeless encampment.
It's
I went
a bad...
Camping.
Yeah.
You got to wear your orange out there,
it's
otherwise...
It's two bad businesses to have right next to each other, a hunting ground and a camping ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
never works out.
Well, what happened was, it was, you know, we were hanging out and we were playing Cards Against Humanity, me and some of my fellow campers,
mm-hmm.
and we had set up an easy up and we put some sides on it so people couldn't, like, you know, a little privacy.
A camper for those.
Right.
A little pop-up camper.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
So we're there and we're laughing, having a good time, and these two
Hilarious.
Rangers come out of nowhere and, like, rip the corners of this
just
easy up off, and they're like, yo.
What,
right
they
in.
Busted right
yo,
in?
Oh, yeah, they busted right in.
Cop
and
suckers.
They told
Bastards.
Us apparently that the quiet time had already started. Now, it was only 10 o'clock.
Well, there's
so
a noise.
It's a mite early.
We looked it up, and actually the quiet hours are from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m. So it was kind of lame, and, like, here it's a Saturday night, and we're having a good time. A lot of friends we haven't seen in a while, so we were, you know, hooting and hollering, I guess, but there's babies crying down the fucking road.
I mean,
up a toddler, you know?
How loud were you? I mean, were you obnoxiously loud?
No, we were laughing.
Well, then that guy's out of line.
Mm-hmm. And then, all right, then we stayed up,
Forest
and,
Rangers.
You know, we continued to hang out, and then around 12 o'clock, we were just literally talking.
Yeah.
The same guy who... I will admit, I know, in some fashion, and I had to spin around and, like, not be known that I was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, he basically comes in and
shush
you guys. Yeah, shush the fuck out of me, an authority shush.
Rotten bastard.
And basically told us that we had to go to bed. So I went into my tent, grabbed my girl, because, you know, she had been passed out.
Told you had to go to bed.
Told us we had to go
to bed.
It's
a real strict campground.
So,
they regulate
night
your
night.
They regulate your sleep.
So I grabbed my bag, my girl.
Lights out.
And
hit the hay, you bastards.
And we drove home and went to bed.
Wow.
And then went back in the morning and cleaned up after we were allowed to talk again.
That
but
sounds
I was so
lame.
Fucking loud this morning.
Yeah.
There was a pot that we had made corn on, like a 20-quart pot.
Yeah.
I'm fucking fucking banging that shit. Like, I'm back, baby.
Jesus Christ. You for see what I mean?
Anyone yeah, wearing
you're yelling.
My mic control is...
You're yelling again.
Sorry, everybody.
Fucking Christ.
All right, but okay. That's the end of my news.
I apologize to anyone... I apologize to anyone wearing headphones because that was
Mite loud.
Shattering.
All right, I'll do my best in the future.
Yeah,
to,
why don't
you guys want
to
talk about a couple of newsworthy stories?
Nah. Do you have our thing ready?
Of course I have it ready. It's always ready.
Now, new things you need know about.
Once again, apologize to earphone wearers.
That is the greatest jingle ever made.
I don't know. We got some good ones. That one from last week that you're having a
laurel. I like that's Pennsylvania, which we'll get to, the Pennsylvania Pokemon Death Toll update.
The polka, yeah.
That's coming up.
That's coming up later on.
Right
after weather and traffic.
How's it looking out there?
congested. Sean's chest.
One of our top stories this week. 24 people in Ohio at a music festival OD'd on some candy they got that was laced with synthetic marijuana.
Huh.
And
not funny.
It's pretty funny.
Funny OD, part of the story.
I didn't make that up, OD. That was actually the headline on CNN. Yeah. They call that ODing, which I don't think you can OD on.
Yeah, you can. You can get into seizures and shit.
Oh, really? I stand corrected.
Here's the thing, though. This is the funny part.
Smoking some spice.
Since the cops thought it was opiates.
Yeah, they pumped them full of Narcan.
Yeah, and it did nothing.
Work.
And they're like, shit.
It just made them worse, probably.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, you're having an overdose? We'll give you some more drugs.
On the lighter side of it, all the people did survive, but they do have extensive hospital bills. Yeah. So that's the joke.
Well, it was out in Arizona, too, so they're probably like dehydrated.
It was Ohio.
Whatever.
It was hot.
Ohio,
they're probably
Arizona.
Dehydrated.
They're right next to each other.
Whatever. Next thing.
Yep.
Were we done talking about that? Okay.
Next. I have some Olympic news.
Doe, hit us with it.
Okay, the Olympic news that I have is a man dressed his dogs up as Olympians and had them hurdle over a tennis court net. So that's that.
Oh, great.
Where was this at?
I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'm just reading the headline. That's good enough.
It's a good headline.
Now we know.
Did you guys hear about this guy in... what is it called? Sounden?
Sounden?
Sounden.
Is that German?
In the UK.
Oh, the UK.
This is a very, very intriguing story. The title of the headline, it says, man hides 7 grams of cocaine in his foreskin.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize foreskins were that big. I mean, he must have a mighty big foreskin. Am I crazy?
He might be well endowed. We don't know.
Does anybody here have their foreskin still?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Oh, dude, is that wasn't?
That's personal information. But I got to tell you, I still have. Yes, I had it removed, but I still have it.
I still have it in a box.
See, with mine, I got to go inside every day and get a Q-tip, put a little bit on a one and rata. I have to clean all that schmegma out of there. You know?
I heard some people actually turn them into rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
necklaces.
They cut them off
earrings.
And they dry them out.
Sure.
And they wear them.
Actually,
right,
in Cambodia, Josh, it's funny that you bring that up. In Cambodia, they actually eat the
the delicacy.
The pee-pee part.
The unused.
They use it as a sausage casing. Cambodian sausages.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
This 24-year-old Joshua Hare, he
brings a bad name to us.
He's bald.
He's not representing the Joshes very well.
Brian.
He was arrested the other day for hiding 7 grams of cocaine in his foreskin.
Hmm.
He's a homeless man from where he's getting the money for 7 grams of cocaine.
He probably stole it from somebody.
I don't know what prices of cocaine are these days, but...
they're extensive, I'm
sure.
They're
probably pretty high.
You know, you could get Colombian Bam Bam for a decent price. You know the right people, you know what I'm saying, G?
Colombian Bam Bam. So there's that. And, that's okay.
What's next?
You know, let me just say this. I was watching, have you guys seen these sci-fi movies that they have now that are just blatantly ridiculous?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Like,
of course.
I was watching Sharknado the other day. And, I mean, that's just one of a whole handful of ridiculous movies that are just so outrageous, they're almost good.
Well,
and people
watch
them.
American population wants to see.
It's almost
stupid
like a cult
shit
type deal.
Well, they have one out now called Sharktopus versus Wolf Whale.
Oh, I did see that one. That's not a joke.
I watched the trailer for it. It was fucking ridiculous.
That is, he's being very, he's not being facetious, Sean.
Yes.
So
I wanted to be, but I couldn't. What I just couldn't bear.
You guys are the most condescending bastards I ever met in my entire life.
We, you know, what I thought would be funny if I texted these guys the other day and said, you know, why don't we make up our own sci-fi movie titles, and what did you guys work on this?
I didn't realize
that it was supposed to be like sci-fi movie titles.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Sean.
I don't got anything.
This is what a co-host, you know, don't make me revoke your co-host license.
Well,
do you remember what you had to go through license?
Did you get the paperwork in the mail yet?
Yeah.
Well, snail mail.
Yeah,
you gotta get it laminated and all that shit.
It's funny, we have to have a security code to get into the building now.
Yeah, it's
I can probably think of a few off the top of my noggin.
It's very regulated around here.
Yeah, it's the Dutch Hill Towers.
So, would you, who wants to go first? Maybe. Josh, do you want to go first and tell us your new sci-fi movie you're going to pitch to be made?
This one's a Disney one.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
It's called The Tropical Fish Storm. It's just a whole bunch of, like, you know, clownfish, and it's kind of like an offshoot of Finding Nemo.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, it just sucks because, you know, everybody's getting wet with fish.
He touched the butt. Hey, can I go?
Yeah, Sean, go right ahead,
All
buddy.
Right, so the type of sci-fi movie that I would pitch would probably just be a Media Shower Wars.
Media Shower Wars.
Yeah, kind of like Star Wars, but people are just getting fucking banged up with meteors. Right?
I took a nasty meteor right to the face the other day.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I had a headache for 3 days.
Jesus. I needed that like a hole in the head.
Well,
here's a movie I'd like to see be made. A polar bear quake. It's a movie about an earthquake and a big giant gaping hole opens up and polar bears climb out. How scary would that be?
It's like
that'd be pretty fucking scary.
And especially since they're gonna look like their surroundings.
You're so happy.
It's like the predator. They're camouflaged.
You're so happy you lived through the earthquake and then all of a sudden and fucking polar bears are after you.
Like, God damn it, I shouldn't have put honey all over my boots today.
Josh, what's your you
polar
got another
bears
movie?
Like honey, right?
I guess I went with a lot of fish stuff because I got the cuddle slide.
Uh-oh.
It's like a mudslide, but like it's a shitload of cuddlefish coming at you.
That'd be terrifying.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'd be like, run.
They have jet propulsion.
Run. Here's one for you. A skunkacane. It's a hurricane.
A hurricane. That's...
But here's the twist. It's made of skunks.
Well, what about...
Nothing
stinks.
On that one?
Yeah,
Skunk of Cane?
What about a sci-fi movie called Firefly?
Uh-huh.
And,
isn't there already one called... That's a series.
Yeah, but this is different because you're just going to get swarmed by fireflies.
By fireflies. And it's not... They don't hurt.
Death.
It's not hurt, but it's scary.
Yeah, like they... Oh, man, like, their asses are radioactive and they come out and they fucking give you radiation.
Well, it's
absolutely.
Like in the new Godzilla movie, Muto.
You can't die from bioluminescence, I'm sorry, people.
No, it doesn't
you
hurt.
You get wicked sunburn.
But these people in Cambodia, they don't know that.
They don't know that.
That's where that one takes place.
They don't have a fucking clue.
Barack Obama just came on the air. He said, everyone put on at least SPF 15. These motherfuckers are not joking around.
You fucking dick. I seriously just spit took that. All out of my fucking pants.
That was a spit take there.
Food you.
Do you have any more, Josh?
I do.
Okay.
I have El Nino de Burro.
Uh-oh.
That's a fucking donkey storm out in California.
Holy shit.
Calamala Turk.
Oh, God. That sounds terrifying. But I don't think it's as bad as my movie here, Blanche Valanche. It's Blanche from the Golden Girls. And it's just a bunch of those coming down a hill at you.
Oh,
you know.
She was a slut, though. I'd love that.
I can't believe
story.
You had that ready to go.
You like that? It's a good pitch. Blanche Valanche. Look out! Blanche Valanche! Oh, my God!
She's just...
It's a Blanche Valanche.
And if I it would be
a, probably a really slow,
not as
really
bad as
slow
the,
one.
Not as bad as a B. Arthur NATO. But you know.
I do have one more.
Okay. Let's hear it. I'm all ears.
As everybody knows, well, maybe you don't. I don't fucking care. I love dogs.
Okay. That's the movie?
No. Oh, I'm talking, okay. No.
I was about to say.
I love dogs.
Yeah, I do. I love dogs. I think they're great. They're great companions.
Absolutely.
You know?
And they taste wonderful. You know, soy sauce.
Koreans eat them all the time.
Well, here, yeah, speaking
filthy
of one, this only happens in Asia, mm-hmm. Okay? It's called the Shih Tzu Nami.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It's a fucking tornado and a hurricane and a fucking typhoon all mixed with little yappy dogs with a lot of hair.
It's the fluffiest natural
and
disaster.
Bow ties.
Okay.
Shit.
And on that note,
tsunami.
Let's wrap this up.
They will bite your ankles
and,
to death.
We're pretty close to almost going to 20 minutes here. You know what we've got to do? Let's see here. What else do I have here? Big Lebowski's dead. Okay. There's that. And we'll.
Not the dude. It's
the old guy.
No, the guy. Not Jeff Bridges.
Jeffrey Lebowski.
The
old
guy. The real.
Yeah.
The guy in the fucking wheelchair.
The guy that we're actually looking for.
Jesus Christ. You say that, you know, the Big Lebowski died. People are going to think
Jeff
Bridges.
Well, he was also Santa Claus in the movie The Santa Claus.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't get mad when I lost my legs.
Before we go on break here, we should let everybody know what the breaks are going to be like this week. Josh had the wonderful Josh Bryan. I always forget to introduce you guys. Josh Bryan.
Ooh-ah. Hello.
Josh Ooh-ah Bryan. Ooh-ah. And and fucking Sean.
Sean D.
And I'm your host, Eric. And look, here's what we're going to be doing during the breaks. We're going to do karaoke this week. And we're all going to karaoke sing a song of our choosing, and then you guys are going to pick a winner via email. You're going to email us this week, you sons of bitches out there. I know somebody's listening to me and thinking about, I wonder if I should email the show or not. And fucking send us something. Give us something.
Yeah, all
okay?
We get is fucking spam mail from car dealerships. You
and
know?
Brad's deals.
Listen,
yeah,
it's a very simple
bullshit.
It's a very simple email address.
We put time and effort for you fucks. The least you could do is pay us, you know, some
shut
respect.
The fuck up, Sean. Tell us the email address.
Skooks. Yeah. Everybody out there, it's skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
No
the. skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
Go ahead and write us a email, and so you guys will let us know. Remind you a couple more times throughout the show.
Of course we will.
So, skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. Email us and tell us who your favorite. Sean, stop waving your arms.
We didn't plug farmers yet.
I'm getting there, man.
Right.
I'm getting there.
All right.
I'm getting there.
Jesus
I got a couple more things I got to hit here.
You think this is his first podcast? It's his 40th.
It's 40. I've been here for all 40, buddy. So here, where was I? skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. You guys will pick your favorite karaoke song and let us know who it is, and we will have a big ceremony next week for the winner. So okay.
On 41.
There's that. I'll remind you a few more times. And as Sean said, Farmers Insurance, everybody. Jamie Hammer Greenzweig. I'm not changing it. I'm keeping it the way I like it better. You could scare people into buying insurance with a name like that. Greenzweig, buy!
Because the things you need to buy insurance for are scary.
And they are
death.
Located at
life insurance, car insurance, boat insurance,
they got it
ATV
all.
Insurance,
they
rental
got, Sean,
insurance.
Sean, when I'm doing, I'm plugging the business. You can't talk over me. Okay.
I wasn't even talking.
Farmers Insurance, if you're wondering, is located at 1130 Broad Street, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. And you can reach them on the phone at 570-225-7070. So if you need any kind of life, home, auto, any kind of insurance like that, life, have you ever died before and left everybody you loved with nothing? You selfish bastard. You buy some life insurance right now from our friends at Farmers Insurance.
Play
okay?
The jingle.
So there's
we
that.
Are farmers.
Bum, ba-da, 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 ba-da. There you go. All right, here we go. We got to do this before we go to break, and this is very important. Pokemon, Pennsylvania Pokemon Death Toll Update.
This is hilarious, by the way.
Everybody,
the Pennsylvania Pokemon Death Toll Update.
The music. You want to do it one more time?
No.
No, fucking fine.
Listen,
all right, look.
We cut down on our jingles 25%.
Does anybody have a guess on how many people this week died?
Wait, are we doing? Are we guessing the total?
The total. What is the number this week to. Compared to last week? Because last week, week was 9.
No, I thought it was 11.
No, it was 9.
It was 9.
Oh. It was 9.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to say it's 11.
Okay. 11?
Two
Josh.
People.
I'm going to go with square root of -1.
Oh, well, you're both wrong. It was 1. One person
Jesus.
Died. He fell off a cliff walking without looking. He was looking for a Pokemon and fell off a cliff.
I could fly.
Well, that was a dud.
Yep.
All right. Look, everybody, we're over 20 minutes already, so we're going to come back. We got a lot of funny shit planned for you this week. We're going to do unfortunate cookies. That's going to be hilarious. We got the Jesus Christ landlord and savior. We got a whole bunch of funny stuff coming up. And don't forget, during the break, karaoke. Okay, so I don't even know who's going first here, but it's going to be funny, and listen to it, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. More Skooks of Hazzard show coming right up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Goulet.
Sure to get down, good lord. Baby got me working all over town. Sick a bitch, she don't play around. Give her much ground. She got a game by the pound, I swear to God, bitch. Getting pain in the forte. It's an everyday. It's a true play away, Goulet. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about that bitch all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides. Hey, that shit ain't no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, shacking up the cash fast when it comes to the gas. Goulet, by no means average, what she's got to have that shit, baby. You're perfect 10. What the fuck? I said get in. Can I get down so I can fit in? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Wait, I gotta back that shit up. We gotta get going. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up and crooning the fuck out of it. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Who the fuck is singing that? That ain't me. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I gotta bag it up.
Get up.
She's got class and style. Yeah, bitch, shut up. I'm very low key on that profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers and freaks, so fuck off, bitch. I'm rolling with the fatness. And that's spelled with a PH ass is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty, bang, bang, to bend over for you and me. I like the way you work it. Hey, that's Trump. Tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind and my cock too. Baby, I can get you with my ride. It's a big Cadillac. I'm rolling up with my fat sack. I like the way you work it, bitch. I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Seriously, who the fuck is singing that? I like the way you work it. Now back me up.
No diggity.
Thank you. I got to bag it up.
Get up.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. Yo, that girl. I know that chick.
What?
Play on, player. Cool. You know you're my kind of girl. Dead. I like the. You know what I like? I like the way you fucking work it, baby. Oh, yeah. That's how we do it over here in this bitch. Oh. I like the way you work it. Oh, you gotta back that shit up for me. I gotta go. Seriously, yeah, come on. Hurry up and back that shit up. I gotta get out of here. Fucking love you.
All right, we out. All right, everybody. We're back with more of the Skooks of Hazzard show. That was yours truly, Josh Ooh-ah Brian, singing
Ooh-ah.
No Diggity as Mr. Robert Goulet.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
So you'll have a chance to vote for your favorite karaoke star of this episode.
And we are stars.
By voting at skooksofhazzard@hotmail.com.
Or and call into the hotline.
Car hotline.
1-800-KARAOKE-PRICKS.
So Look,
and dial *842318*841.
We had something planned
real quickly
for the second segment, but then we decided to change it because we, look, we got hungry during the break and we decided we're going to order some Chinese food and we forgot to shut the recorder off and we actually recorded all of this. So we're gonna play the phone call we made for our food, and then you'll understand where we're going with this. So
hey, I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
Starving.
I could eat.
What do you guys want to do? Should we order a pizza or something?
I can't believe we got all this on tape, too.
Yeah, if I eat any more pizza, I'm going to turn into a pizza.
It was an accident that turned into a pleasant surprise.
That's what my mom said about me.
Is there a place that doesn't?
No.
You guys want to do Chinese food?
Hot dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chinese, yeah.
I can definitely go for some ramen.
I'm down for some Chinese if you guys want some Chinese.
Yeah, I could take a nap after that, sure.
I mean, we were really hungry.
Well, let's see here.
Do you have a menu?
I got...
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right there.
Right in front of your face.
I brought it up earlier.
I'm going to look, see what they have for the meals.
All right, let me call these people. Okay.
Guy was a bit of a dick.
Yeah. Was it a guy? I thought it was a girl.
Whatever.
I can never tell with that.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay, here we go. Here's where we call them.
It's heavy, too.
It's this weird Chinese place in town.
Korean.
The Dismal Buffet.
Happy Palace and Dismal Buffet. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. We need to place an order for delivery.
Okay, where you live, what you want?
I would like an order of the beef and broccoli.
You want that in whole sauce hot, or what do you want?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. I like that. Josh, what do you want?
Here, hand me the phone.
Here.
Yeah.
I ain't got all day. Where the hell you come from?
Very irritable.
Two quarts of hot and sour soup.
You come here and you pick it up right away. 10 minutes.
Can we get it delivered?
No, we cannot. No, that man who did that, he come back and he said, man cannot pay for food. We don't do that no more.
Okay, so...
Notice he just said they don't deliver.
555 55th Street.
Okay, we've been there in 20 minutes.
It changed the policy just that quick.
Down the street.
We don't deliver. We'll be there in 20 minutes.
Knock, you answer, pay. Come here right now.
You sound hot. I gotta go.
10 minutes later. Oh, God, that was some good fucking food, guys.
Still recording.
Yeah, but that stuff runs right through me. I gotta go take a monster shit.
Did you guys see these? I opened this fortune cookie, and it wasn't really. It was more like an unfortunate cookie.
I can't believe they gave us 15 of them.
I know, right? They're pretty generous.
I am 16, pretty hungry, actually. Though, still. I just drank a whole shitload of hot water.
We should definitely
tea, they called it.
These are so weird, we should definitely use these for the show.
I mean, we can.
What do you think?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Well, let's stop.
Some of these are really hilarious.
The show is probably just gonna start back up right
now. Yeah. So this is the this is the where the bit we're about to do came from. It's not a bit. This is real. So here in the middle of our table, we have our unfortunate cookies we're gonna read because we read one and it was just so weird and we realized they were all like that. So we're gonna read these and hopefully we all get a good laugh out of it. So who wants to go first?
I think Josh should.
Josh, you are up. And then we'll go around in a left.
Yep.
A left-hand circle.
Clockwise.
Okay, the first, I guess, unfortunate cookie paper says, you play the cards you're dealt in this wife. You should fold. Lucky numbers. 1, 2, 3,
oh my
4,
God.
And 5. That's crazy. I got the same combination on my luggage.
What? That was an odd one.
All right.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Definitely was.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. I'll go next here, and let's see here. This fortune cookie says, Confucius say you got a micro penis. Good luck with that. Lucky numbers. A nun, try letters.
Jesus.
These are terrible fortune cookies. That's why these are unfortunate cookies.
All right, let me check one out here. All right, this one say, stay true to you.
Why'd you just say that as a Chinese person? This one say. Okay, go ahead.
It's a stay true to your path. Straying will lead to being tricked by a transgender prostitute named Leslie who loves torture porn and sells insurance to middle-class college students. Lucky numbers, 9, 500-something, and XXL.
XXL? That's a number?
Yeah.
I think that's a Roman numeral.
Don't throw it back on the pile.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a Roman numeral, I believe.
Just, yeah. Nah, yeah, you're right. It's 150.
What was the...
250.
500-some thousand.
Well, doesn't what M stand for?
M stands for...
what were the actual numbers, though?
Ah, fuck it. We're past it.
All right, fuck them.
Yeah, M is 500.
All right, here, let me grab one here. Delicious cookie. Here we go. Okay, she poked a hole in the condom. Congratulations, you're an idiot. Lucky number three. 0.006. 172. 3 and 4.
Wow.
So apparently 3 and 4 so far are my luckiest numbers if I got them on 2.
These are the absolute worst cookies you could ever get.
Yeah, they're stale as shit.
Let me see here. Here's another good one. Be sure to leave your oven on in case of sudden hunger. Lucky numbers 911. Leave your oven on in case of sudden hunger. That's terrible advice.
It's unfortunate.
I don't know why they would print that.
Okay, this next one say, we so sorry to tell you, but we did pee-pee in your Coke. After all, we are Chinese. Oh, and your wife, she dead. I kill her. So sorry. That's fucked up.
Terrible. That one was awful.
I know. It's not even unfortunate. It's just rude.
Your wife, she dead.
Oh, man, I'm still hungry. Let me get another one of cookies.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Crack.
I don't think they know. We're not eating them right now.
No,
we've
I
already
know.
Eaten the cookies.
Yeah, I know. They're,
we don't waste food.
But I like to, you know, put on a ruse.
Right. We've already extracted all the unfortunate cookies.
All right, you had your time. Let me read this. Hey, pal. That girl you think is hot, you know, the one that you work with? Well, she is actually a he. And he with a big old veiny cock.
That's terrible.
I didn't get any lucky numbers.
There's no lucky numbers on all of them.
That's Jesus. Weird.
Boy, the guy.
I wonder if they subcontracted some of these out.
We gotta find out who writes these.
They are.
It's like shitty.
Very
homework.
Unfortunate.
Genius.
That guy has a crush on a guy. It's a girl. Lucky baby names: Sarah, Maxine, Amber, and Naomi. I guess that would be unfortunate if you were expecting a boy.
Or anyone at all.
Or anyone at all. Sean, all take
right.
it away.
This next one says, striving for the best can get you the mediocre things in life. Too bad you got terminal AIDS. Lucky numbers. None. Because yours is up and it ain't looking good.
That was a well-crafted unfortunate cookie. That was good.
Jesus
we didn't write those,
Christ.
But that was funny. This is how we got them out of the cookie.
Oh, my God.
Josh, you're up.
What the fuck? Don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. And your wife is dead. Sorry.
His wife.
These are very, very Jeez. Unfortunate cookies. Oh, I can't believe all the wife dead
Moral
jokes.
Of the story is do not get married because she will die.
Here's what mine says. Happiness can only be found inside the rectum of a crack dealer. Lucky numbers are pi, the square root of 36, and absolute zero. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Very unfortunate.
Zero.
Rectum of a crack addict.
Well, this, no, a crack dealer.
No,
wasn't.
A dealer.
Yeah,
well, that's
where true happiness
dealer
is.
Dealer isn't necessarily
addicts.
An addict.
Yeah, crack addicts.
All right, Sean, you're up.
Okay, this next one says, go for the 98-cent retirement plan. You earned it. Lucky numbers, 666.
Oh, boy. It's very unfortunate.
All right. Here's another one. I'm going to fake eating a cookie.
You don't have to, Josh. Just read it.
You rat bastard.
I'm living in the moment.
He's really taking it seriously. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Joshua Bryan is going to speak now, so pay attention. Your wife is banging the pool boy. Time to delete all social media, lawyer up, and buy some dumbbells. Word of the day, cuckolding.
Uh-oh. Your wife's a cheating
and
bitch.
And they teach you how to say it in Chinese.
Yeah.
Ching gong hua.
Really authentic.
Quan tang ku. That's how you say it.
Who's up? Me?
You come here, I kill you.
Me? Okay.
Yeah,
let's see here. You. Me. Fortunes are fleeting, just like every relationship you've had to date. Eat shit, love. Eat shit, love. That's what I didn't say it right. Let me read it again. Fortunes are fleeting, just like every relationship you've ever had to date. Eat shit love. Lucky numbers, -5, 14, and 32 billion.
Oh, 32 billion. Wow. I can't even count that high.
Yeah, whatever.
This next one says, suicide is really your only option at this point. But hey, look on the bright side. It'll all be over soon. Holy fuck. It was written in blood, too.
It's terrible.
God.
That's very unfortunate.
Oh, man, this is the last one. Here we go.
Last one.
Sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but your Mugu Gai Pan had cum in it.
Ew.
Sincerest apologies.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Well, yeah, that was our unfortunate cookies. Everybody loved it.
Yay. I enjoyed it. So the moral of that story is do not call the unhappy palace and dismal buffet.
Absolutely not.
If you're hungry.
You don't want to eat there or have them deliver food to your place of residence.
Yeah, they knock really hard.
All right, look. They woke the baby.
They kicked the door down.
You come here. Here you.
Boy, you sound oddly like the lady on the phone.
He's the mimic. He can hear any sound and be able to reproduce
he's
it.
He's our Motor Mouth Jones from Police Academy.
Something like that.
We got our very own. All right, look, people, we got another karaoke song coming up, so don't forget, after this, after you listen to this episode, email us at skooksofhazard.com.
At hotmail.com.
That's what I meant. skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
No wonder why we're not getting any fucking mail.
And let us know who your favorite karaoke was for this week. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back very shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Vedder's half-brother singing Eddie Vedder's Yellow Ledbetter, Ned Vedder.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you. My name's Ned Vedder. I really wanted to start singing right there. Put the brakes on. I don't wanna
All right, people, we are back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. That was everybody's favorite Ned Vedder there during the break, singing "Lead Yellow Lead Better" by Eddie Vedder.
Very talented.
It's a tongue twister. I thought it was pretty good.
He's up and
he
coming.
He nailed it.
I didn't even know he had a half brother named Ned Vedder.
So
until recently,
you have Josh's No Diggity. You have mine, Eric, Yellow Lead Better, and after this next segment, you all get Sean.
Yeah.
He'll be doing his little song that he's going to do.
My song.
Which probably won't be good. So it's really between me and Josh at this point.
Well, I don't know if anyone else remembers how terrible I did last time we did something like this. So I could only hope.
Out of pity from Queenie. That's how you won.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that.
Have a good winning streak, though.
You
so
do.
I don't know.
Lucky. It's fucking a fluke.
Yeah, beginner's luck, my ass.
Well, I will tell you this. The character... Carl Dentman didn't win.
Dentman.
Carl Dentman.
Dentman.
Well, look, we're going to do... everybody knows what we do on this show. It's bits. We're doing bits, trying to make you people laugh. And when we think we have a good bit, we do it. Whether it works out or not is irrelevant. So some people like it. Some people don't. Sometimes it's gold. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's lead.
Sometimes we do a little bit. Sometimes we do a lot of bit.
We're actually going to... What we're going to do now is go to live coverage of this spelling bee we found. And... It's at a middle school, but I guess there's adults in it, and it's weird. It's one of those weird things. It's like an adult Easter egg hunt. It's weird, but it's fun when you do it.
It's good for the community.
It's good for the community. This is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
They're trying to obliterate premarital sex and illiteracy.
Right. Absolutely.
The war on illiteracy.
Yeah.
What does that say?
So let's play the jingle. The spelling bee.
And now the 2016 Spelling Bee live from the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Middle School.
Settle down, everyone.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I am a Father Touchy Feely. And I'm going to have the first contestant. Let me ask you, can you spell the word appendix?
Excuse me? Can you use that in a sentence?
Down in Cambodia, you can get an appendix sandwich.
Can you spell that for me?
No, I can't. You need to spell that for Father Touch Your Feeling.
Goddamn, A-P-E-N-D-I-C-K-S.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. Now we move on to the next student. Now give me your name and what grade you in.
Hold on. Well, I think what we need is a little crowd noise. I'm gonna stop the bit right here, and I'm gonna add crowd noise just to make it more authentic. So let's all get back into the bit now.
Father Touchy Feely, he want to ask you, who are you and what grade you in, son?
Yeah. Name Ned Vedder, and grade 4.
You're a little young for this, but I'm going to ask you. Spell the word a lawyer.
I've actually been in fourth grade for about 23 years, so that explains the voice. Okay. What was the word again? Father Touchy Feely?
Father Touchy Feely tell you he wants you to spell the word a lawyer.
Let me see here. Being the half-brother of Eddie Vedder, I do have a lot of experience with lawyers. Let me think here. Can you tell me what the country of origin is?
A lawyer comes from a Japan.
Oh, it's Japanese. That seems, that doesn't seem right at all, but okay, we'll go with it. Let me ask you this. Can you use it in a sentence for old Ned?
Father Touchy-Feely, you read the sentence they provide.
Okay.
The lawyer used all his days and all his nights fucking lots of women. pleasure the lawyer has.
Oh, that helps me out a whole bundle. That old Ned, here we go. Lawyer. D-O-U-C-H-E space B-A-G. Lawyer. Am I correct in my spelling of the
Father
word?
Father Touchy Feely here, would you? That is correct.
Oh, goddamn.
Can I have the next contestant? Give me your name and what grade you in.
Right thing. My name's Kat. Right?
I'm in seventh grade.
Okay, a father touchy feely have a word for you. He wants you to spell the word to come, dumpster.
Right then. So, I think we would start with the most obvious letter. K. O. M. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Some will refer to your mother as a fucking comma dumpster.
Right then. Right. K. O. M. D. O. M. Z. T. E. R.
I'm sorry, Ed, but that is incorrect.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Father of Touchyphilia disqualify you.
Shuttles.
Next contestant, please. Give me your name and what grade you in.
Hey, hi, it's Gerald, grade 11.
Okay, you're a little old for this, but we let you do this anyway. Spell the word a boofing.
A boofing? Let me see. This sounds like something I have done before. I don't know if it involves penises or not, but can you give me the country of origin?
Yes, a boofing is definitely a Cambodian.
Oh, it's Cambodian, is that right?
Well, then, correct.
Could you please use it in a sentence for me? Because I need to know if it's actually the boofing I'm thinking of.
At first glance, rehab looks so hard, but after being able to get high by boofing all my pills, I lasted longer than anybody else.
Well, I was totally mistaken in what I was thinking it meant. I thought it had something to do with a lot of penises and just my mouth. All right, so boofing, I'm going to go with a T-R-U-M-P.
I am sorry, but that is incorrect. The father touchy feely, he wanted to disqualify you.
That's okay, whatever. I'm here for fun. whatever that means. See ya.
Okay, well, we are running out of words, so I ask you, what is your name and what the grade are you in? And what is your phone number? Because I think you're cute. Father touchy feely, he know what to do.
Aloha Akbar. My name is Tim Angelson. I'm 37 years young, single, living in my mother's apartment. What would be the word that I'm speaking today, mate?
I want you to spell a spider face.
C-A-T-F-I-C-K.
But let me use it in a sentence. What? She cut off her nose, the spider face. And you're incorrect. Fuck off. Father Touchyfeely here disqualify you as well. Now the last word, we go to you, young man.
Okay.
There are no girls in this, apparently.
Oh, wait a minute, I want to get in. Oh. Hi, my name's Rebecca Yoder. Hit me with a word. I snuck out of the compound.
So you're not the Catholic Christian?
Nope, I'm Amish.
Well, I am a Father Touchyfeely and he asked you to spell the word sulfaking.
W-E-T-O-D-D-I-T.
That is correct.
We tied it.
That is correct.
I know that joke. It's old.
Father of Touchyfeely say you are the winner of the spelling bee. Congratulations, you dumb bitch.
Thank you so much. Can anybody applaud for me? Thank you. That was wonderful. Oh, well.
Thank you for everybody for coming. Now, fuck off.
Thank you, Father Touchyfeely. That was excellent.
That was fantastic.
That's what you do on the Skooks of Hazzard show. You do improv bit comedy. That's what we're doing. All right, people, look, we're going to go on one more break, and you got one more song to listen to right here, and this is going to be Sean's karaoke of whatever he's going to pick. So listen to this and then make a informed decision in your head on who you want to vote for and do it at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. And we will be right back with more of this Skooks of Hazzard show.
Ladies and gentlemen, some naked homeless guy.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse.
Fuck!
When you chew and gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always, always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. You're just purse that lips and whistle the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and that's the final word. You must always face a curtain with a bow. Forgetting about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. Always look on the bright side of death. Just before your, whoa, your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's the laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. I mean, what you've got to lose, you can't. You know you might come from nothing, you're going back to nothing. What have you lost? Absolutely nothing. Nothing, you can't. Nothing becomes of nothing, you know what they say? Cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quid. There you are. See, it's the end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available in the foyer. Some of us gotta live as well, you know.
All right, guys and gals, that was Sean as a naked homeless man singing. If you're not familiar with that song, it's Monty Python. It's from the movie The Life of Brian, and that's Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Such a nice song you picked there.
I thought you nailed every one.
It wasn't funny at all, but it was a good song, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every day that you hear that.
You're definitely not going to win. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, because no one's going to write in.
It's going to be a three-way tie with zero. Listen, people, you better write into the show at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com and vote for your winner of this week's karaoke contest, because you, the people out there listening, are the ones that are going to pick the winner.
You have your votes. We have our destiny.
Let your voices be heard.
Yeah.
I'll fucking snap.
Drop us a line. You know what I mean? We're always here.
Yeah, vote and then leave a little comment about how much you love us.
Or not. Or don't.
But look.
I double dog dare you.
I care, but I don't care, you know?
It's been 40 episodes. I mean, come on. 40 episodes of the Scoops of Hazard Show? Fucking right.
It's a goddamn miracle.
We've given you people out there over 40 fucking hours of entertainment, original comedy. How many people can say they've done 40 hours of original comedy? You know how easy it is to interview people? You know, with all these podcasts, they interview people. It's so fucking easy to interview people. You come up with an hour of funny bits. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Number one in Philly.
Number one in Philly for a reason. You're goddamn right, Joshua.
Goddamn
ooh-wah, Brian.
Ooh-wah.
All right, people. That's going to do it for episode number 40. I hope everybody out there enjoyed the show this week. I had a blast. Let's not forget to plug our sponsor, Farmers Insurance. Call them at 570-225-7070. Talk to our friend Jamie Hammer Greenzweig, and she will hook you up with some insurance for all your fucking insurance needs. All right, people. That's going to do it for this week's show. We will catch everybody next time. So for Josh and Sean, this is Eric. We'll see everybody next week. Peace.
The Skooks of Hazard Show.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
Let's go.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.